Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, why did the devil quote Psalm 91 when he was talking to Jesus? Also, the new black market drugs for school kids. What? Plus our Facebook post, we are not servants to fear.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go.
Dave, I need cleansing.
You need cleansing.
Big time, and I'm not talking about baths.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this segment to cleanse. We're going to do the cleanse.
The cleanse.
We're going to do a cleansing right now, folks. Everybody get ready. Everybody in the radio world, for all the things that you've been hearing in the last 6 years, the cleansing is what we're going to do. First of all, I want to remind you that once you do feel the cleanse, you can send us an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Second, I want to tell you the weather outside is delightful. And third, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about what it is that Jesus used to enable him to get through the trial of being crucified. What did Jesus use, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 and 3, what did Jesus use to get him through? What did he use? Get ready. Here comes the cleanse. Ready? The hope that was set before him. Do you want to know what it is that we need to do to cleanse? We need to be mindful, that's full in the mind, of the hope that is set before us. We need to be aware of the littlest things that are the hope that is set before us. For example, in Revelation 21:23, it says, "The city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb." That is part of our hope. That is part of our glory. You know, some people say, Dave, do you think Revelation is literal? Do you think it's symbolic? Do you think it's this way? Do you think it's this way? I think it's God is a multitude. He has a multitude of wisdom, manifold wisdom, many-sided wisdom. Isn't the Lamb absolutely literally the lamp? Yes. Isn't the Lamb symbolically the lamp? Yes. The Lamb is so bright. Don't need electricity. Don't need the lights on. The Lamb is the light. This is the glory that we're going to be going to. You know, we talk about it and we don't recognize it, but boy, some of the descriptions that are in Revelation 21 and 22, there's going to be 12 entrances or points of entrance and exit, and they're going to be giant pearls. There's going to be all these different gemstones. The ground, so glorious, it's going to be gold. If the place we're going has the asphalt as gold, that the streets are gold, the Bible says. If the streets are gold, what about everything above the streets, folks? Think about this. Think about a street going through a neighborhood with houses. Just imagine that for a moment. And now imagine if that street is gold, those houses are going to be even better than gold because they're not the street. The street's what you travel on. The houses will be even more glorious. And I can't even imagine a gold house. But you got to remember, it's going to be far better than that. And what happens for the Christian is we get stuck, we get bogged, we get discouraged, we get depressed. Are you kidding? We have the greatest hope ever. In the Corinthian passage where it talks about eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared. We don't even know how good it's going to be. It's going to be so great. So we've used this many times before on the show. So then imagine what is the greatest thing that you can think of and recognize. It has not even entered into the hearts of men the things God has prepared. So then come up with something that has entered your heart and recognize heaven is better.
What's Planet a- Corn Beef.
Wow.
See?
Yeah, where all the trees and bushes and everything there is actually just good old-fashioned kosher corned beef. Come on.
From the East Coast.
From the East. Definitely East. Definitely East. No question. But here's the bottom, because what would you rather have, a bowl of corn or a bowl of hay? That's a pretty simple question. But here's the bottom line. Think of the greatest thing you can think of in great terms, in wonderful terms, in peaceful terms. Can you just imagine, just listen to this, can you imagine having not one moment of grief? No grief, zero. All gone. No depression, no discouragement, nothing. Nothing that sounds depressing. How would you like to go through, we've talked about this before, how would you like to go through the month of July and not hear one negative thing? Not one bad thing. Not to yourself, not from somebody else, nowhere else. Listen to this. This is a foretaste in thought of what heaven will be like. You're not going to have a week or a month where there's nothing bad. You're going to have millions and millions and billions and billions and trillions of years where there's nothing bad at all anywhere. Just imagine, there's no boss that ever gets mad at you. There's no spouse that's mad at you. There's no kids that are mad at you. There's no parents that are mad at you.
And for Ohio State Ron, a team from Cleveland would never lose.
Yeah. See, now for him, that might be heaven. For me, that might be more the other place. But my whole point is that hope that is set before us, that is our strength to carry on. Do you know that Christians, I might get in trouble for this. This might be one of those Dave gets in trouble for. Christians undersell the hope of glory.
All the time.
I mean, I just think that's true. I think that statement is true. Christians undersell. You think, well, that's not a sales thing. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and go to heaven, or reject him and go to hell. That's not a decision there? No, that's salvation. It's a sales moment for sure. You got to acknowledge that. And if you undersell the value of heaven, people don't have a reason to want to go. You got to be kidding. Who wants to have a definitive number of relationships as defined in some other faiths? You get 140 of these people, or you get 100 virgins. Hey, you know what? After a while, that's the only people you know. That's not heaven. I want to talk to everybody. I want to hear everybody's testimony.
You know what's cool is I often think about it, Dave, is the many people that we touch on a daily basis here on the show, every single one of them that is blessed by the show, that makes it to heaven, that we don't even talk to because they never call in, or we never even meet in heaven. We're going to be able to meet them. They're going to be able to tell us thank you. It's going to be amazing.
Well, what's really going to be cool is when they get on board my starship, and then they're telling me, well, we're going across
starship
the galaxy.
Spoon.
See, because that's different. That's right. It's not going to be called the Enterprise, though I will say that. I'm just letting you know. It's going to be called Noops. Sitting there going, Noops? Where did this guy come up with Noops? That spoon backwards. Noops. Come on.
Somebody beat me up right
now. Yeah, my uncle had a racehorse named Noops. For real. I'm serious. Don't ask. It's a long family story. Not one that's that entertaining. All right, we're going to take our break here, then come back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also, learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Attend our live event coming to the Hyatt Regency La Jolla, July 10th and 11th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
From Sport.org Radio, I'm Steve Lloyd-Jones. Last week, we highlighted the unselfishness of NBA star Andre Iguodala. By giving up his starting role to come off the bench, Iguodala helped his team win the title, and he earned the MVP award for the finals, the first time a player has won the award without starting every game. The Bible exalts unselfishness, but it's all too easy for us to act selfishly. Sport.org Weekend's Bill Crowder helps us see the danger of a me-first attitude.
Just as unselfishness is absolutely vital to the functioning of a team, selfishness can destroy a team. It can destroy that team's effectiveness. It can destroy that team's chemistry. It can destroy that team's ethos. Sometimes we see that in a salary year where a player is playing for a new contract, and so they're wanting to build their stats and build their numbers and build their importance. This attempt to put self first may seem like it's going to benefit with short-term gain, but it usually ends up just disrupting the welfare of the team. Let me remind you what we saw from the Apostle Paul last week when he said, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves." Whether it's in sports or in the body of Christ, when we approach life with an attitude of selfishness, we are far more likely to tear things down than we are to build them up. With the attitude of Paul to the Philippians, we can learn from the wisdom of the Scriptures that unselfishness will always advance the cause more effectively than selfishness.
Selfishness hurts our relationships in the home, at church, and on the job. But most importantly, a selfish attitude hinders our relationship with God. For Sport.org Radio, I'm Steve Lloyd-Jones.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, sometimes on this show, I got to tell you, the more you do the show, the stronger you feel. You just sort of brum, brum. Like revving up. Brum, brum, brum. Yeah, just like that. Exactly like that. Okay, I want to tell you, this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting, our good friends Tom and Brittany, Joseph, Maria, and Baby. Let me tell you something that they're doing that our good friend Cameron has informed me of. Now, for those that don't know, Cameron is being going to be part of the honoree system when we get the awards for the commercial, because Cameron's actually the producer and came up with all the coordinations for that commercial award we won, which is kind of cool since it was like the third commercial we did. It's like pretty early in the career. Current Solar family, the family for Current Solar Contracting, is going to donate $500 to Unity for Orphans for every signed solar install they do for your home or business. I don't know if you know that or not, but we've talked about this several times. If you have any interest in getting involved in solar and don't want to be a tofu promoter, but you want to save money, you want to give them a call, 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303 or currentsd.com. Currentsd.com. That's their website. If you want to save money on a monthly basis, you don't want to come out of pocket to do it, and you're also in favor of the same company that you're working with donating $500 to Unity for Orphans, then give them a contact. Touch base with them. Talk to them. Find out what's phony and not, because they've been telling me a lot of phony things popping up. People need to be aware. Call them at 619-272-0303. CurrentSD.com. CurrentSD.com. Boy, that last segment was fun, wasn't it? It was kind of fun just to talk about that and just kind of break away from all the things that are overwhelming, isn't it? It's
just kind of fun. Sometimes you just need to take a break because it's a little too much.
Yeah, I think... And I think that's true for all of us in a certain sense. There's a certain level of media that we should absorb, and then there's this certain sense where you should not overload.
Well, it's like, you know, you said it in the past, and I did this when I took my short vacation last month, but sometimes you just need to unplug. You need to take that media fast, even if it's for 24 hours. If you can do it for several days or a week, great, because you come back so recharged and refreshed and just more spiritually minded.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a great deal of them in Christianity believe that fasting is, the definition really has to communicate to do without. I mean, to go without, to kind of like to eliminate. So you can fast a lot of different things. Now, people will typically, as we see in the Bible, the fasting took place for food. And that's, you know, that's a major, since food is the base core of how we continue to function day by day. But you can also fast media. You can fast television. You can fast some of the things that we've brought into our lives in the last so many hundreds of years that are probably at some point oversaturated and draining. And I think if you just for 2 or 3 days, if you didn't have to check emails, and then there's people like, what? Don't check emails for 2 or 3 days? I'll have withdrawals. Well, that means you're addicted and there's a problem. That's the problem right there. I mean, let's just be honest. If you had the opportunity to check your emails for 3 days in a row, or you had the opportunity to go on a worldwide cruise where there was no internet whatsoever, but absolutely fabulous free food and entertainment and just everything in the whole universe, would you say no? Because I have to have my
email. No, please sign me up.
I mean, come on.
You know,
there's a limit there, isn't there?
Dave, where I've left my phone at the house by mistake, and you almost feel like there's something wrong because your phone's not there with you. But then as the day goes on, you realize, you know what? This is kind of nice.
You know, that's funny. You should say that exact thing. I actually had that happen to me. I forgot my phone. I've only forgot my phone one time
right. In
2.5 years. And I remember thinking, oh no, what am I going to do?
Right.
And then I remember thinking by the end of the day, I should do this more often.
Exactly.
It's like, because it was like, I didn't have to get an alert to every single thing that was going on. Now, people may not know this, but I receive a large number of emails on a regular basis from all over the world in media elements, and not just people promoting books and stuff, but just different events that are going on. And they just come in and they come in and they come in.
They can be distracting.
Right. And it's because it's tied to my phone. My phone goes deep, 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 and it just keeps beeping. And it's just like sometimes you just want to, you know.
Or it makes Star Trek noises.
Yeah. Well, now that's my texts. My texts have that Star Trek-y noise. It's like the recorder. And so since you brought that up, while we're watching the original series, I noticed this one terrible habit I have. Every time they actually make that sound on the show, I look as though my phone is going off. It's really kind of irritating because I need to pull back from that. I actually have to turn the volume down just to get through. Because you get so hooked into these things. And I agree with Bill O'Reilly on several things, but there is this overstimulus or overstimulated amount of plug-in that we're all into, and it's like, man, it'd be nice to have 24 hours of no news cycle, zero news. Instead of saying what's new, and you always have to refer to the news cycle, right? Maybe we could just say, you know. Thanks for that, by the way. Now that's the next sound that's going to be buzzing in my ear. But instead of thinking about what the news cycle is, when you say what's new with your life, you can actually find out what's new in the actual person's life not what's going on in the media. Because that's what we say. What's new? Did you hear what happened here? Did you hear what happened here? Did you hear? No, I asked you, what's new with you? And then we miss that. And it's like, why do we do that? And my position is lack of intelligence. That's why we do that. See, because you're not supposed to say on radio because we're stupid. So you're supposed to say it differently. You know, I don't do all those things right, do I? Oh, well. Here's the bottom line. We need that oweta. You know, it's talking about being led into the wilderness sometimes by the Lord. You know, maybe for some of us, we need a good wilderness journey. So everything does get stripped down. Hey, you know what's not in the wilderness? Electricity. That's a good thought right there. You know what's not in the wilderness? Cell reception. Aha! See? That's what you got to think that through. What was
that?
That's
supposed to be more sounds from Star Trek. Oh,
okay.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, because that was just irritating. There was nothing good about that.
Am I a dog? Am I hearing things now?
I thought it was I'm glad it wasn't a whistle, right? It wasn't a whistle, so I wasn't hearing that pitch that way. Because then that would confirm what I said on Tuesday. I'm a dog. Okay. It's enough Star Trek. We're going to break and come back. We do have some amazing news. I did want to talk about this. I thought this was interesting. The new black market drug for school kids. It's a fascinating story. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Local, call national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at BarabbasRoadChurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
Sweet pheromone,
sweet pheromone.
It's now that time,
it's now that time.
When we hit Del Mar,
by trolley,
by Segway or car,
Segway or car.
The 11th Annual Gospel Festival features Donald Lawrence and Company, Tamela Mann, and gospel artists on 5 stages. Visit sdfair.com for details.
To the San Diego County Fair.
Presented by Albertsons Vons.
The 11th Annual Gospel Festival features the best gospel music on 5 stages. You'll hear performances by Donald Lawrence and Company.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Come on, this time.
Let this mind.
For you to let this mind.
That's it.
And Tamela Mann. Tickets and info for the 11th Annual Gospel Festival on Saturday, June 27th, visit sdfair.com.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. Love is a frequent subject of books, magazines, TV, and movies today, but that love is often nothing more than lust masquerading as love or selfishness disguised as kindness. True love exists only in the character of God, because God is love. And more importantly, His love is unconditional. The Apostle Paul says God demonstrated His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God doesn't love us because we deserve it, or because we are lovable, or because we love Him, but because it's His nature to love. Do you love like God? Do you withhold love from those who hurt you? Christ loved those at enmity with him, and he expects you to do the same. Love that way, and you'll be a portrait of grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a quick look at the traffic, it actually looks like it has lightened up a little in the traffic arena.
Lightened up. Wow, that's impressive.
Doesn't happen very often, but I'm pretty happy about that. Want to let you know about Whitefields Ministries, and I just want to make sure you know, we know, that everybody knows, that if you want to participate in missions, and you're really not sure how to do it, I'm just going to say it this way. I'm going to say this completely different. Go to whitefields.org if you want to learn how to participate in missions in some of the darkest places on the planet, where they are taking the gospel and reaching people with the water of life message, an actual water that's purified that they can drink. A lot of times they don't have any clean water. Well, Whitefields is providing clean water and the water of life message to the darkest regions on this planet. Whitefields.org. I just ask you to check it out. When you get there, click on the tab Water. You're going to find out some amazing things, some very fascinating kingdom-advancing elements that make a big difference. Okay, we're going to take about 5 minutes. We're not going to get into this. We're not going to jump into the weeds. We're going to keep it very simple and talk to you about some rather semi-entertaining news stories that you might be challenged by. So let's play our famous KPRZ News Wire music. Dateline, Indiana. Oh, this Dateline has an actual place we're going to. Kids have created a black market for new drugs in school cafeterias in Indiana because in those particular schools in the cafeterias, get this, ready? Ready? They don't have any salt or sugar. So kids are selling, no joke, salt and sugar like it's a black market underneath where nobody knows what's going on.
Hey, you, come here. I got the salt.
Could you just imagine? You imagine somebody saying that to somebody?
Yeah, I got a cube right here.
It's like, come on. It's so unbelievable. So what happened, it all comes from the Obama administration restriction on foods at schools, and they won't let sugar or salt in there. It's just like, I mean, the kid's going to take a bunch of cubes and go, yeah, a quarter a piece.
I got the pure cane sugar right here.
Right, pure cane right here. So I thought that story was rather different. This story, however, that is funny, isn't it? This story, however, this is at the intellectual level of a gnat. That's where this one is. They did a study, and this is what they came up with. Marijuana impairs driving as much as any other drug or alcohol. It's like, what? Wait, you had to do a study to tell me that marijuana impairs driving capacity? You had to spend money to tell me that.
Well, apparently they did it because studies do show.
Polls show that studies show that studies done by polls shows it's just crazy.
That people have too much free time.
So I came up with a new system because, you know, I'm apt to do that. I want to know if they'll do a study on people that drive blindfolded.
Zen driving.
That's right. You have to feel the road. You have to feel the road, but you have to have Zen tires. Because that's the only way you can really feel it is through the tires. But I say you put the blindfold on, we take them all. Maybe they put them in some bubble wrap because you don't want them to get hurt. But let's see if that impairs driving skills. I mean, that's, I think that's, I think we should do a study on that.
Tires, you could have good Zen tires.
Right. And the other, the last study I think they should do is they should do that study about people driving with no tires and let me know how that study goes.
Because if you feel that you have tires, then you must obviously have tires.
Yeah. So that's another intellectual story. The intellect of a gnat. Right? You got to do a study? Okay. I'm going to now drive the car forward by doing it from the trunk. Okay, I want to see a study on that.
Don't give anybody ideas, Dave.
Yeah, that's the worst part is somebody's going to come up and go, that's
Dave Spoon's got an idea.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. It's like, okay, well, you can have it. Because I just think between that and the, how much you give me for this cube, there's
C&H, baby, right here.
That's entertaining. See, that's where you look at it and you can go, that's rather funny.
Well, when you feed kids at school Brussels sprouts every day, yeah, that's going to happen.
That's the one thing I dislike out of all the things. I'm not a big a celery fan, but Brussels sprouts, they just remind me of miniaturized little heads of lettuce.
Exactly what they are.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's just too hard.
It doesn't matter how you cook them. Nope. They don't taste good.
No, and I've had people say, no, if you put them in butter, if you put them in garlic, look, I would rather put my finger in the garlic and the butter and just lick the butter and the garlic off my finger than use a Brussels sprout.
I just have a little bit less respect for Terminator Todd. He is a fan of the miniaturized cabbage.
Brussels sprouts.
No, they are miniature. They, honey, I shrunk the lettuce. That's really what it is. Come on. We all know that. All right. We're going to break here because if not, they're just going to haul us away anyway. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Hey, it's Dale Hendry, General Manager here for Salem Media Group in San Diego, and I've talked to you before about our half-price tuitions that we have available here at the radio stations. You know, you can go to our website called crazyprice.mall.com, and you can see a list of all of the local Christian schools and academies that are available typically for half price. We've had such a success with this campaign, we wanted to do something special for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. I know a lot of you are thinking about maybe some school changes for next year. So for the next 5 days, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you can go to crazyprice.mall.com and you can find these tuitions for less than half price. You're going to find some for 75% off for a quality Christian education for your children. So go to crazyprice.mall.com and don't miss out on this opportunity. It's only good starting tomorrow, Friday, and ending on Tuesday.
The films about Rocky Balboa, the boxer, are famous for their fight scenes, especially when Rocky gets knocked down and somehow finds the strength to stand up and get back in the fight. Those scenes remind me of a Japanese proverb that says, "Fall seven times, stand up eight." Have you fallen down or perhaps been knocked down? Are you down for the count today? Well, call out to God and ask Him for new strength, for His strength, to stand up and continue on. You may not feel like you have any strength left at all, but God does, and He will give His strength to you. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. And and discover God's strength on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also go to Facebook, type in The David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. A lot of things going on in life. I want to make sure we get our DDD in. We're going to kind of switch DDDs. How about that? We're going to switch them out because I was going to do one that had to do with warfare and the psalm, and I've decided I want to go a different direction. I think it's the direction that we should go in, so that's kind of what I'm going to do the best I can to follow. Here is the title of the DDD. Here we go. The title of the DDD is The Dangers of Shortcuts. The Dangers of Shortcuts. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. This is going to be an interesting portion. This is going to be a different take, one that maybe you haven't heard this way before. The Dangers of Shortcuts. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. And this is what it says. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." This is the temptations of Christ. This is the devil taking Jesus to a high mountain. Listen to what he says. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Now, this is a very interesting temptation that needs to be examined for all of our sakes. Of course, the answer that Jesus gave the enemy in reply was, "As it is written, for it is written." And that is always the reply in spiritual warfare, is what the Word of God has to say. But watch this. When the enemy takes Jesus to the high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and says, "I'll give you all of these if you fall down and worship me," you know what he was offering by offering this shortcut? He was offering a shortcut to the Messiahship. He was saying, "Hey, you know how you got to go through these really difficult things? Because what we know about Psalm 2 is that all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, they're going to be under the authority of Jesus Christ." So the devil takes him up to the top, top of the mountain, shows him all the kingdoms, all the glories, and says, "You know, if you worship me, I'll give these to you right now. You can just shortcut your way to the Messiahship." Wow, that is a temptation, right? Well, of course, Jesus did not yield, but I want you to catch the tactic. That's what the enemy does to us. Same principle. Shortcutting so that we can get somewhere where we want to get to, but not go through the process to get there. All we have to do is compromise. All we have to do is fall down and worship him. And he'll get us where we want to go. It won't be the same. It won't taste the same. It won't look the same because it's not the same. But that doesn't mean he's not going to try and lure us in, bring us towards that. Now, think about the simplicity. That's why the title of this is called The Dangers of Shortcuts. Think about the simplicity of this statement. We think about Jesus going through the temptations, and personally, just so you know, because there's a lot of people that think a little more similar the way I think about the temptations, that these may not have been the only temptations, but they're the only ones that were recorded that for 40 days and 40 nights. Maybe there was other encounters possible. It's almost impossible to really define that. But this is what we know for sure, that when Jesus had an encounter with Satan, the way that Satan would approach it is he went after Jesus and he went after him. So if you don't think he went after him, that'd be incorrect. And he tried to lure him. And you got to watch because the enemy, he tries to lure us in. If he's called the Tempter as one of his titles, then there would be a reason he has that title. So here's my admonition, my encouragement. And I don't want you to get down on it. I want you to be up on this because it's the enemy who's trying to shortcut you and give you what appears to be what you want. But it's not. So don't worry if you're not getting where you think you should get to in an amount of time that you think you should get there. I'm fairly confident of the scriptural truths that what God has begun, he will complete in us until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And I'm also confident that his timing is perfect and ours is not. I can tell you something about my timing capacity. It's terrible. When I think something should happen, when it should happen, that's me thinking I know best of all. But doesn't the Lord really know best of all? Isn't the Lord in charge? Doesn't he have the capacity to know when something should and or should not happen? Isn't it the truth that because God is an interlinear being, he knows the beginning from the end, as scripture says. He always was, always is, and always will be. And who would know timing better than a being that is not confined by time? That makes sense, right? Just a simple, logical process of thought. But when the enemy gets involved, he wants to shortcut us to the top. He wants to shortcut us to the goals. Do you know what happens if you build a house and you shortcut it? Guess what it is not able to do? It is not able to stand. It is not able to endure. If you build a house and you take shortcuts on the electricity and the foundation and on the different the roof and on everything else, and you try and do all these things and take shortcuts, you're going to make that house wobbly. It's going to be a wobbly house. You don't want a wobbly house, do you? No. You want a house that'll last. You want a house that'll endure. Everything that you do, you want it to have value. You want it to have length. You want it to have process. You want it to be sturdy. You don't want it to burn up in the fire, right? Well, that's the challenge for you and I. Jesus, simply able, to, of course, to overcome, knowing. Even now, look at this. Even though he would have to face death, and he knew it. And he's like, nope, I'm not shortcutting. No. We go through the process. We do what the Father wants. We function this way. And by the way, just in case you didn't catch this one little thing in the temptation, if Jesus would have shortcutted, there would not have been 3.5 years of ministry or 3 years of ministry. You know, either way, it wouldn't have existed. You wouldn't have any of the teachings. Just think about that. Nothing. It'd be like, what? And then all would have been lost. Just think about that. But Jesus, because of his communion with the Father, able to just lay it down. Now, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God only. Get away from me, Satan. That's what he told him. Get out. Hit the road. Out you go. Don't shortcut the process. Don't try to shortcut the process. Let me say that. You might even attempt. Don't do it. And don't be allured. Don't be brought in or drawn in by a shortcut either. If the Lord needs to take a long time chiseling into you the reflected image of Jesus Christ, then so be it. I know. Everybody wants to go through sanctification like this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Done. We're done. Thank you. But guess what? That's not how that works. It doesn't happen that way. And you might think, well, I could do this or I could do this. You can't do anything. The sanctification process is a process that's ordered by the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, enabled by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. You're just in for the ride. You got to let the Lord do what he's doing and try not to be the person that helps the Lord. You know what the people that help the Lord are? They're the people that create Ishmaels. Uh-oh. What? Well, who was Ishmael? Well, that's the child from Hagar and Abraham when they thought the promise of God was going too slow. So we're going to help you out, Lord. Here's Sarah. Sleep with her. That'll solve it. Okay, sure. Now, how good was Ishmael for Isaac? Not so good. So when the promise came, that which was done ahead of God for God became a problem for the promise. And it's like, uh-oh. You mean we can create problems by stepping up ahead of God? Yes, that's your answer. You can. Let's not. And let's not shortcut. Let's go through whatever the process is the Lord sets up. Let's do what he wants. Let's go through it. What if it takes, Dave, 10 years to get where I want to get to? I think God's just really swell at timing. I think his watch is better. I think he has a better pair of sneakers. I think he does things better all around. I think he can handle it. And I know it's frustrating, and it feels like you want it to be different, but that's where trust comes in. Do you trust him? Remember what Job said? Oh, so difficult. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Really? I'd be pretty upset. That's my take. But I have to learn step by step that that trust in the Lord is at the core of my faith. Do I believe he has my best interests in mind? Yes or no? The answer to that question really tells us where our faith is, where it lies, or where it doesn't lie. Don't take a shortcut, especially an alluring shortcut that is apart from anything the Lord is doing, because even though you might see for a very temporary time a result you're looking for, it won't last because it's not real. And then you'll pay a price. And that's not cool either. Get me? Got me? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then back with history and our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Who wears the pants in your family? The husband or the wife?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Thursday, June 25th.
All right, there's no doubt my wife allows me to wear the pants in the family. So really, when I think about that, is she the one that's really wearing the pants and she just is allowing me to think that I am?
I heard a story of a man who died and went to heaven to find two signs above two different lines. One sign read, "All those men who have been dominated by their wives stand right here." And that line of men seemed to stretch off into the clouds into infinity. It was so long. The second sign read, "All those who have never been dominated by their wives stand here." There was only one man standing there. When questioned what his secret was, he seemed puzzled. He said, "My secret? I'm not sure I know. My wife just told me to go over here and stand." One final thought. Guys, if you're married to a strong woman, it can be tempting to just let her lead. But God has a better way. He has called you and me to be the servant leaders of our wives. And if we do that right, we'll be able to combat the natural drift toward isolation and conflict in our marriages. I'm Dennis Rainey. Which line are you standing in? And that's Real Family Life.
Morality is reportedly on the move and not in the right direction. Hello, I'm Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. According to a Gallup poll, Americans are shifting on morality, away from it. Huge majorities of people now believe that premarital sex and homosexuality are morally acceptable. Even support for polygamy has doubled. Divorce topped the list as the most moral with 71% approval. But here's how backward we've become. Ending a marriage is more popular than wearing fur by 10 points. Interestingly, the biggest taboo is still infidelity. Could it be that what is at the heart of this shift in morality is spiritual infidelity, a rejection of God's standard? The same Bible that calls cheating immoral does the same for premarital sex, homosexuality, and divorce. We all have fallen short of God's standard, but just because we can't reach His standard without His grace does not mean we jettison it for the prevailing standard of today that anything goes, because His prevailing standard is passing, but God's standard is eternal. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So I was being really nice, and I told everybody the traffic was thinning out. And then what does it do? 15 minutes later, it's triple backed up. It's like, how did that happen? In the segment, the last segment between the beginning and now, it's tripled the size. It's like, wow, everybody must be leaving for something. That's all you're going to hear. That's right. That can be difficult, can it? I mean, there's times where that is difficult. Okay, let's do a little bit of history, which because I like doing history, and some people are like, well, I don't know if I like the way you do history. Okay. Well, that's not going to change anything, but okay. On this day in 1876, Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer and all his men were killed by Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn in Montana. On this day in 1876. Wowzer.
Is that known as Custer's Last Stand?
Oh, I thought that was a yogurt shop. That's not? Man, I keep getting that all messed up. On this day in 1951, the first commercial color TV program was transmitted by CBS from New York to Baltimore, Philadelphia, Boston, and Washington, D.C. I did not know that. I didn't know they picked five cities and said, send it there.
What was the show?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I only have so much information, my friend.
Come on.
All right. How about that?
You gotta give us the show.
I got this one for you. In 1997, this person passed away. Big on the ocean. Who do you think that would be? Big on the ocean. Big ocean guy.
Jacques Cousteau.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Nice. Also in 2009 on this day, Michael Jackson passed away at age 50. Hmm. For those that don't know, today is Log Cabin Day. Log cabins was just kind of a reminder of the simpler era of life when things were simple and easy. And then also today is Catfish Day. This you might not know, but Catfish Day in 1987 by President Ronald Reagan, this was declared to be Catfish Day. June, that's right, on this day, June 25th. Wow, weird. All right, that is basically our history for this particular time. I will tell you that the ruling that came out of the Supreme Court today, on this day, the Supreme Court does more rulings on this day that they release than any other day. That's pretty amazing material. But I want to get ready for our Facebook post, and I don't even know if we have Facebook post music because I didn't really think of anything ahead of time. So you can play something from our vast library of whatever we have to play. It doesn't really matter. You can just pick something and we'll go with it. How about now? Let's do it now.
No piano action.
Yeah, that's the one you picked. You know, that's our closeout. All right, well, I know you're trying to tell me something. I'll just pretend you didn't say it. Here we go in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8. Verse 15 says this. This is really good, so listen to this. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. First and foremost, we received the spirit of sonship. We didn't earn it. So can you let's just make it easy. Stop trying to make everything in Christianity about earning and deserving. Okay? It's not. You know, it sounds like Bert and Ernie. It's not right. It's just wrong. Okay? It's not about earning. It's not about deserving. It doesn't work that way. Number two, we are not servants to fear. And I will tell you that some people operate as though they are. Some people operate as though they are servants to fear. You do not have to walk with fear pulsing through your system on every issue of life. It's not required. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We don't have to operate under fear. You are not a servant to fear. Do not let fear dominate your mind. Do not let fear dominate your heart. And, you know, that's true for people that are thinking about taking risks in the kingdom. Do not let fear stop you from taking that risk in the kingdom. Don't do it. Be a person that has courage. Be a person that operates with risk. Be a person that's willing to step out of the boat like Peter was. You'd be amazed what can be accomplished. The other thing is that I want to say about this passage, the Holy Spirit in us proves our family bloodlines. I kind of like that. The Holy Spirit in us proves our family bloodlines. Plus, our Heavenly Father, now this is, you got to tell me this is cool. Our Heavenly Father, who's also awesome as God, right, is also our daddy. Otherwise, by him, we wouldn't cry, Abba, Father, which is another phrase that we would say is daddy. So as much as I understand that I come before the Lord M.M. reverent, there are other times I come before the Lord as though he is my dad, whom I can climb up into his arms and his lap and say, I need a hug. Because that's part of fatherhood. A big part, in fact, of fatherhood, to be really honest, is the capacity to love, even though there's strength. So you don't earn it. You receive the spirit of sonship. We're not servants to fear. The Holy Spirit proves our family bloodlines. Our Heavenly Father is also our dad. And you know what? That's just cool. Just think, your dad is the king of the universe. Wow. That just makes me happy. It's like, all right. I mean, talk about knowing people in the right places. Hello. I think that qualifies. That's at the top of my list now. That's how I want to stand with that. Just think of the people you know in the highest places, and your dad's the king of the universe. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short 22-hour break, and then we're back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
To celebrate you, baby.